And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject that could change your life. And we're going to be discussing things that are changing your life and mine right now. Unfortunately, the things that I'm talking about are not good things. They are, in fact, outrageous things going on. We're going to expose some outrageous crimes and deceit that directly affect your life and mine right now today. You must stay listening to the radio today, or listening to this audio tape or CD, if that's what you're listening to, because there are 10 truths that must be told. Truth is a great, great antiseptic, as I've said. Jesus declared he was the truth. And it's interesting that he combined the word truth when he made that declaration. He said, I am the way, the life, the truth. The Bible has a great, great way of repeating itself. Have you ever thought about that? We offer a book by Dr. Gail Ripplinger on the language of the King James Bible. Dr. Ripplinger powerfully shows that the Bible is redundant. Now, before you say, oh, well, boy, are you saying that God wasted his words? Oh, no, don't misquote me here. He means it to be a repeat. You see, what God does is repeat things so that you will understand them, but then he uses different words that say the same thing and defines what he just said. Well, I tell you, I have found that little knowledge, that gem of knowledge, I call it, the gemstone that opens up, the key that will open to you the Bible to interpret it right there in what I've just told you. The Bible repeats itself. It defines itself. Dr. Ripplinger and I discussed this, and she said, you know, Tex, God is so powerful, he didn't leave anything to chance. He tells you something in the Bible, and then he says, now let me repeat it again in a different way so you'll understand it. God knows we're not anywhere near as majestic in intelligence as he is, so he just has a little tactic that he uses. I have a master's degree in education, and I've always heard the power of reinforcement is something very, very special, and God does that. Now, we could talk about that, but you need to get the book by Dr. Ripplinger. What I want you to know today is that we're going to talk about 10 truths. And when I said that Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth, that tells you how powerful he put that. In combination with the way and the life, he adds the truth. So I like to tell the truth. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot better than telling a lie and getting caught at it. Unfortunately, these are lies and liars that are telling you other things, and we're going to correct that today. But what I'm going to tell you might be so incredible and so outrageous that you may not believe it. Well, you're just going to have to do your own research. I'm going to give you a lot of documentation and facts over this next hour. But, you know, if you don't believe it, well, go do your own research and come back and prove me wrong. I always love people to do that. I remember when I came out with my really mammoth best-selling number one book, bestseller book, Dark Secrets of the New Age, a gentleman wrote me and said, Dear Tex, I was so angry by your book. I felt it just couldn't be true. And I spent weeks researching the things you said in your book. I looked up every quote, every reference you had. And he said, you had over 1,000 quotes in your book. It was documented, but I said, surely Tex took these things out of context. Surely he misquoted people and books and references. He said, well, I have finished my survey now, and I'm quite an intellectual. And he told me all of his college degrees and such. He said, and he said, you know, Tex, I find now that not only did you tell the truth, but you were too easy on these people. It's worse than what you said. Well, maybe you'll find that to be so also. Here are some of the things we're going to look at today. They may surprise you. Maybe they won't. If you've already researched some of these things for yourself, well, good for you. I'm glad. But it's my job to reinforce it again. See there? I'm the reinforcer. Bush can be the decider, which I believe is God's task, but Bush says he's the decider. I'm just the reinforcer, if you already know these things, and that's good. Stay with us anyway, because you're going to be in friendly territory then. Here are the 10 truths that must be told. We're going to get as many as we can today. And if we don't finish, well, we'll get to them next time. But I hope we can get to them all. Number one, contrary to what you're being told by Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, America's armed forces will never leave Iraq. A second truth that must be told is the United States will never be self-sufficient in energy resources. Never. We'll never have enough oil within our own territorial borders. The reason why will astound you. The third truth, global warming, which is a hoax, of course, is the newest Illuminati crusade, but the objective of this global warming crusade has nothing to do with climate change. Nothing. The fourth truth that must be told. You may not realize this because you may think they're tree huggers and lovers and love everything green, but the environmental movement is now demanding that trees and forests be cut down. And that dams be blown up so that millions of acres will be ruined. The environment will be despoiled. Environmentalists say it's necessary. That might surprise you. Number five, I don't care what the Republican candidates say or George Bush or anybody when they're just blowing smoke. Abortion will never, I repeat, abortion will never be completely outlawed in the United States. Number six, America will never stop fighting worthless, fruitless wars. We will never end our ongoing series of wars. Never. Number seven, the war on drugs will never be won. Ever, ever, ever. Except when Jesus comes, of course, but I'm talking about in human kind's never word. Number eight, America will elect a Zionist Jew disloyal to America as its president. It already has, but now another one is coming up. Number nine, the Illuminati intends for the United States and Russia to be merged not too long after the North American Union is completed in 2010. Number 10, and this is outrageous because it could bring incredible devastation to mankind and probably will bring us into the Armageddon period that is prophesied in the Bible. And that is that Zionist Israel will use nuclear bombs to start World War III. And they'll do it thinking they're doing God service. These are 10 truths that must be told. So let's get right to them, dear friends. These 10 truths, these outrageous crimes and deceit that directly affect your life now. We start with number one, which is that America's armed forces will never leave Iraq. Now, I want you to understand something. I know Congresswoman Pelosi says she's for a pullout. I know Hillary Clinton said she was lied to by Bush on the intelligence. And even though she voted for the Iraq war, she's now against it and she wants us to pull out. I know that, you know, everybody from Al Franken to, you know, I can't even name them all say we're against this war. Baloney. They're not for against this war at all. They're all for this war. That's why they voted on it in the first case. And after the Democrats won election, won the House and the Senate control last year, what did they do, turn around and do? Funded the war once again. Oh, they said, oh, we're going to stop it. We're going to do nonsense. They funded it, gave Bush every penny he wanted. They're expanded. They even expanded the war. Bush says, well, I'll tell you what. You don't like what I'm doing? Well, I'll just have a surge and bring more guys in there. And they said, well, okay, we'll let you do that. But if it doesn't work, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board. You see? That's like saying, slap me in the face. Did that hurt? Well, yeah. You mean do it again? Well, no. Well, here, let me take a hammer and hit you over the head this time. Oh, okay. Idiots. Americans are idiots to believe these people. Of course the war will never end. Let me give you some clues to that. Did you know that Congress has the power of the purse? They can cut this war off, and tomorrow morning, Pelosi and Reid over in the Senate can say, we're going to meet at 9 a.m., we're going to have a vote, and that's it. You say, well, no, they got a filibuster. And they're not a filibuster. Well, 60% is needed for cloture. But cloture, one half plus one equals a majority. You ever heard of a majority? That ends the whole idea of cloture. 51 senators, of which the Democrats have that number and more, can end the whole thing tomorrow. And there's a few Republicans running around saying, yeah, we're against the war too. Senators. You know who their names are. Lugar and all the others. But if the vote was tomorrow, they'd all vote for it all over again. Don't think they wouldn't. Oh, they'd make up excuses like Kerry. Well, I voted for it one time and then I didn't the second time, so I guess that sort of evens it out. Flipper flopper, flipper flopper. Hillary. Well, I voted for the war, but I was lied to. Now I'm against it. Yeah, sure. And tomorrow morning she'll vote for it again. Why? Because the Jews want it. It's an Israeli-promoted war, and they're getting all the oil and everything. They're controlling the whole Middle East and all of the strategic oil supplies of that great area. They're not going to give that up just because you, the taxpayer, say, I don't like it, or Cindy Shahan and her cohorts go out there and parade around and demonstrate, thank God for them, at the Crawford, Texas White House, or Black House, whatever you want to call it, of President Bush's. Let me give you some clue. Congress approves the State Department budget, they approve the intelligence budget, they approve the military budget, and they can cut out whatever they want to 5 minutes from now. But listen to this, MSNBC.com. This is way back April 14, 2006. New embassy in Iraq, a mystery. Iraq embassy, the United States embassy, to be completed in 2007. I think that's now, folks. To be the largest of its kind in the world. Now, Iraq has 22 million people. The Philippines has 140 million. Mexico has 120 million. Germany has over 100 million. Great Britain has 60 million. France has about 60 million. Puny Iraq has about 22 million people. Why do we need the largest embassy in the entire world in Iraq around the river there? Listen to this. Baghdad, Iraq. Here's what the news item says. The fortress-like compound rising beside the Tigris River here will be the largest of its kind in the world, the size of Vatican City, with a population of a small town, its own defense force, self-contained power and water, and a precarious perch at the heart of Iraq's turbulent future. Going to cost over $1 billion of your taxpayer dollars. Every one of them, every cent approved by Congress. Says here the embassy complex, 21 buildings on 104 acres. Is taking shape on Riverside Parkland. 5,500 employees, the biggest staff of any embassy in the world. What do they need it for? 22 million people. The state of Texas has more than that, has more people than that. There's no other embassy in the world that has that many employees, according to this news article. What's it for? But that's not all. Bush and company with Congress, Ms. Pelosi and all of them in their pocket, and the Jewish ADL and AIPAC and all the other Jewish lobby groups clapping their hands and smiling and drinking their champagne toast are building 14, repeat, 14 new military installations, which will mean many billions of dollars. Listen, folks, we're closing down military installations in the United States, putting people out of work. And they're building 14. If we're going to get out in a few years or next month or 6 months or whenever they say, why are we spending billions of dollars? We're not talking about little tent cities. We're not talking about Quonset huts. We're talking about huge concrete runways, air traffic control towers. We're talking about cities for each one of these places. They have basic exchanges, gymnasiums. They have dormitories, chapels. 14 military installations. And you think we're going to move out of there tomorrow? They're digging in for a long-term occupation of the whole Middle East. Why, we're going to take on the Islamo-fascists, don't you know? Iran, Syria, all of them. And then you really think they're getting out? Why are they blowing the money? If they're going to get out, why are they building this embassy? What do they need it for? Why don't they just go over to the old, you know, Holiday Inn East over in Baghdad in the green zone and put their embassy staff there? Well, they need this embassy because it's going to be the embassy where the Zionists of the United States and Israel plot out all of their ordo ab chao. They're turning the whole Middle East into a chaotic, disturbed, totally bloody, murderous theater of action. That's their plan, after all, not peace. Now, you think that all the American troops are over there fighting. You're wrong. Most of the American troops right now are over there to guard the pipeline that runs from Iraq's oil fields across the border west into Israel, and they're shipping out in the super tankers from Israel and Lebanon going to China, Red China, going to Hong Kong, India, and all these points east, and making billions for the Zionist-owned oil and petroleum companies. That's what the whole war is about. Meanwhile, they put the Shiites and the Sunnis to killing each other to keep the whole country destabilized. And they're never going to pull out. Never, never, never. Oh, they'll have a timetable. First, Bush will say, well, okay, I guess we'll have to have a timetable. If certain things happen, we'll pull out so many troops at a certain time. And he may pull out a few thousand, maybe 10,000, maybe 20, maybe 30 to make it look good. When nobody's watching, they'll go back in again. That's the way they do. Look, the war could end 30 minutes from now, 5 minutes from now. You know it. I know it. And when these candidates come to your hometown to give their little speeches, I'm for a timetable. Shut up! What you are is for a Jewish war and the killing of American Gentile soldiers. You know it. We know it. Vote them out of office. Kick out all these bums. That's what they are. Well, let's go to the next thing on my list. As you can tell, this is a little bit of a rant today, but, you know, even Jesus every once in a while get a little angry and indignant. You just get a little sick and tired of these liars and these murderers, don't you? The second item, the United States will never be self-sufficient. That's a truth that must be told. In energy resources, even though, get this, even though the United States possesses enough oil, gas, coal, and other resources to meet America's needs for 1,000 years. Are you going to live 1,000 more years, friends? Really? What are they going to do? Freeze dry your body in one of these cryonic units? Well, I hope they can wake you up 1,000 years from now. 1,000 years, we have enough oil, gas, coal to meet America's needs. And if that's not enough, well, there's solar power, there's wind power, there's nuclear power. But we don't need those things. You know why? God has made an earth that keeps replenishing itself. The oil in the ground didn't come from the fossils of dead dinosaurs. Are you some kind of an idiot? That's what the oil companies have been saying. It's going to run out. There weren't enough of those dinosaurs, and when they died in the ground, and their bodies turned to oil. Turned to oil? Are you kidding me? Well, now they're beginning to admit it. That's right. The geologists are beginning to say, you know, we could have been wrong. All the oil that seemed to run out from these oil wells, we've gone back 20 or 30 years later now, and you know what? There seems to be oil bubbling up again from the ground. Oil seems to be a replenishable resource. Meanwhile, you and I know we have enough oil off the coast of Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida there in the Gulf to make America the number one oil-producing country in the whole world. We don't need one drop from the Middle East. And that's not even counting the oil off the Atlantic and the Pacific coast that they've cut off to save the environment. Oh, sure. And up in Alaska and up north, they don't want to bring that oil down. You know why? The more oil you have, the less money the oil men make. That's what happened during the Great Depression. Farmers had too much food, too many crops. I used to, when I was a kid, hear stories from people who lived during the Great Depression. I remember an Oklahoma older man, he said, Brother Tex, you wouldn't believe what happened. Right here in Altus, Oklahoma, I said, what happened? He said, the farmers would take all of their peanuts, they would take all of their corn, and they would all burn it. And the government was giving them subsidies for burning all their crops, and people were starving right here in this dust bowl. We were starving to death. We begged them, please give us some of your corn. They said, no, the government won't let us. I said, well, why were they doing that, sir? He says, well, don't you know that's how they get the price up, by not having enough of the product out there. The government paid them not to farm and to burn all their crops. Throughout the last few decades, dairymen have taken their milk and dumped millions of gallons into the ground. Why do they do it? So the price of milk won't drop. This is not a true supply and demand economy. This is a fixed economy. We're living in a socialist economy. Please understand, this is what's going on. Farmers are getting millions of dollars to not plant crops. And oil men don't want to go up to Alaska. Who do you think is funding the environmental groups? Do you think it's the unwashed masses of hippies out there that believe in saving Mother Earth? They're just the foot soldiers. The Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, Earth First. All these groups are funded by the big oil companies. Why? Because they don't want to explore for more oil. They've got plenty, thank you. The price of gasoline would drop to a dime a gallon for your automobile if they just went out there and brought in all the gas. They don't even want to put a new refinery in. We would like to. We haven't had a new gasoline refinery built in America in 30 years. You know, the environmentalists just won't let us. Oh, we're so sorry. You're running out of gas, and it's costing you up to $4 a gallon. It's just one of those economical things. You know, we're so sorry. Oh, come on. When money is involved, environmental movement means nothing. But right now, the environmentalists are doing the oil companies the greatest service in the world. and that oil's just sitting there. In Texas, we have thousands of capped oil wells. They said, we ran out of oil there, we just cap them. Now they're going back saying, well, guess what? Oil bubbled back up and now it's got more oil again. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And by the way, if you don't believe me that they have found what could be the largest reserve of oil in the entire on the entire planet in the Gulf of Mexico, go to the internet and look it up. That's right. Chevron and others have found the largest oil field in the world off the Gulf Coast. Will we drill for all that oil? Well, of course not. They'll put out a few show oil derricks out there. We're doing our best to bring it in, boys. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number three, the third truth that must be told. Global warming. Now, we're back to the environmentalist again. A hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows it. Even the head of NASA, with its environmental satellite, says, we don't have any proof at all that global warming is caused by man-made conditions. I was recently reading a weather chart, what they believe is the weather over the last 5,000 years. Now, I don't know why. I'm sure they didn't have temperature gauges and all that, but they just believe that looking at the Earth and its various conditions and what happened here, you know, after all, in Arizona used to be a tropical forest. You can go there and see the petrified forest. Used to be huge tropical trees there. Now it's a desert. So the weather, that was just 5,000 years ago. So the weather patterns have changed. And you know what? They said it's cyclical. We go into a frosty period of cold, and then it gets warm. And then it gets colder, and then it gets warm. And now they have changed their mind, and the scientists are now beginning to say we're fixing to move into a global cooling period. See, global warming didn't work as a threat. Now we're going to have global cooling. It'll take 10 or 15 years for that new concept to sink in. Why? Because global warming doesn't seem to disturb everybody. Most people sort of like it. I mean, when you're freezing your catooties off in the middle of winter and they say, well, let's worry about global warming, you just laugh at them. Now, they had this big music program around the world. All these rock music groups came out, and guess what? It was a big flop. Nobody wanted to hear it. And some of the people got up on stage and says, we need to, you know, before all these big TV crowds, and they said, we need to save our Earth. We need to, and everybody, the people laughed at them, booed them, hissed them. They didn't show much of that on TV, but that's my understanding. People are laughing at the global warming freaks, Al Gore and all of them. Now they got to change that. They don't know what. They're perplexed, bewildered. Now we're going to go into global cooling. And you know it was global cooling before. They say that they have found fossils of fishes and whale-like creatures on the top of the Rocky Mountains in the United States, in Colorado. How could a fish get way up there? Well, they say there must have been a flood one time. Well, I think there was of the whole world. But others say that the entire continent of North America, including the United States, was covered by glaciers at one time. And all those glaciers have receded, and now it's only up in, you know, Antarctica and the Arctic region where there's the huge icebergs and the glaciers. Do you get that, folks? It looks like global warming then has been going on for thousands of years. We used to have icebergs in downtown Houston, I suppose. Well, who did that? Was it your air conditioners? Was it your use of hydrofluorocarbons that caused the glaciers to melt in North America? No! I don't think the Native American Indians did it. When they smoked their peace pipes, did they? Well, laugh at these people. They're pathetic. Let's take a quick break. This is Tex Mars. We've got a lot more truths. I'm just getting angry at these liars, aren't you? And we're going to uncover some of their lies when we return here on Power of Prophecy. Well, dear friends, we're talking about the 10 truths that must be told. And here's another truth that if you don't know about, please, I'm going to beg you. I don't mind begging somebody if I believe it's necessary to their safety and their security. It's necessary to know the truth. And my book, Circle of Intrigue, does tell the truth about the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy. Who are these men? Who are these liars, these murderers, these people who are committing these outrageous crimes that are affecting our lives in so dramatic a way? Why do they wish to build their New Age Masonic Order of the Ages? Well, that's all revealed and detailed in my book, Circle of Intrigue. Circle of Intrigue. 303 pages in length. And for $20, and please add $4 for shipping and handling, a total of $24, we'll be delighted to send you your own personal copy of Circle of Intrigue by Tex Morse. Now, here's how to get your copy. Simply call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. During the work week, of course, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 5:30 Central Standard Time. Or you can write to us, send us your money order or cash. Make sure you conceal it. Most postal people are honest, but some are not. So make sure you, wrap up your cash in a piece of paper or something so they can't see inside it. But $24 postpaid for the book Circle of Intrigue. Money order, check, or cash. And, of course, you can write to us. Use our email, I should say. Our website, that's powerofprophecy.com. There's a little search engine there, and just type in Circle of Intrigue in the search engine. It'll take you right to it, and you can order there. The shopping basket, they call it, in internet lingo, will pop up, and you can order Circle of Intrigue, the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy. It'll tell you about these men who the Bible prophesies in the last days will have one mind, for they shall give their power and strength unto the beast, all of them. That's Revelation 17, verse 13. Now, our address, if you'd like to send for this book, Circle of Intrigue by Tex Morse, is Power of Prophecy, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas. That's Republic of Texas, but don't put that in your letter. Don't put that on your envelope. 78733 in the United States of America. Now let's return to our program. We're examining the 10 truths that must be told because they're outrageous crimes of the elite of the Illuminati. Well, we've got only to number 4, but let's go right into it. Environmentalists are now demanding that trees and forests be cut down and dams be blown up. That's right. I've reported this before up in the Midwest in Illinois. Environmentalists are claiming that Illinois used to be grasslands and prairie. There were no trees here. The white men came from the eastern states and brought their horrible old trees. And now we have these trees all over, even places, the suburbs around Chicago. There are these big trees. We must return the United States, the earth, to its native habitats. We've got to cut down the trees. I read a news release that they say there's 60,000, that's environmental groups, claim there's 60,000 trees that shouldn't be there just in the environs of Metro Chicago, and they want them out. Root them out. Bring in the bulldozers. This place must revert back to the prairie grasses. And we thought they loved trees. We thought they loved anything green. Folks, the issue has nothing to do with climate change. It has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with control. They want to drive people out of their homes. They want to take away private property. They want to bring about a socialist world dictatorship. They're really not greeners. They're pinkos. Once you understand that, then you understand the whole goal. All the objectives of the environmental movement come into clear focus. Okay? They also are saying dams should be blown up. Did you know in the state of Oregon and Washington, they've already blown up a few dams? They got the state government and the feds to go along with blowing up dams so the water could run wild. You know why they say the people shouldn't have settled there anyway? Farmers shouldn't have built farms and got that water. It should be returned to its native habitat. But wait, this will mean flooding of thousands and thousands of acres, and livestock will be drowned, and deer and squirrels and rabbits and, yes, grizzly bears and all those critters will all be drowned by the waters when the dams are blown up. Well, that's just too bad. Well, I thought they loved wildlife. Oh, yeah, they love wildlife. On a Saturday night, perhaps. Well, that's the environmental movement. That's the environmental movement. And it's bought and paid for by the elite. Now, number five, abortion will never be completely outlawed in the United States. First of all, I want to tell you, pro-lifer, fantastic job. You're making abortion harder and harder to get. You are. And you've shown abortion for what it is, murder, death of an innocent child, even in the womb. How much more innocent can you get than that? I thank God for every pro-life believer who has ever demonstrated. We're not talking about the very, very few who may have shot and killed an abortion doctor or planted a bomb. Those are so few. Millions have demonstrated. Millions of people believing in life have done the right thing. Now the extremists on the other side, the monster Satanists, say, oh, look at those few who are extremists who have blown up abortion clinics. Oh, shut up. That's not pro-life. You know why? People who believe in life don't destroy life. They don't take life. As much as we may despise the actions of an abortion doctor, we don't kill them. We just show them up for what they are. Murderers. Now, some people believe that abortion is not murder. My friend Dr. Peter Ruckman, a pastor out of Pensacola, Florida, wrote a letter to a man, and he sent me a copy of it, the gentleman did, where Ruckman says there's nothing in the Bible that says abortion is a sin. Dr. Ruckman, you're a sick man for saying that. Abortion not a sin? Well, you know, I got a letter from a child molester. He was in prison. You may look down on me, Mr. Mars, but there's nothing in the Bible that says that child molestation is a sin. Really? You know, come to think about it, now maybe you can find something. I don't know of anything in the Bible that specifically says to sexually degrade and abuse maybe a 7 or a 9 year old boy or girl is a sin. That's right. I can make you a laundry list of things that are not specifically mentioned in the Bible. I don't think heroin is in there. There's a lot of things that are not in the Bible listed as sins. And that's why God wrote the law in our hearts. We know. You know the difference between right and wrong. I remember some years ago there was a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the court didn't rule the way of justice and righteousness. But there was one Supreme Court judge that said something very important. The Supreme Court, you see, was asked to define what is obscenity. Well, what is your definition, dear friend? I know what mine is. And this Supreme Court judge said, I cannot define it, but I know it when I see it. Oh, yes. Friends, we know what a sin is because the Holy Spirit in us testifies. I don't need the 613 laws of the Jewish Talmud to tell me what is right or wrong, that you can't use this kind of a dish or that kind of dish, and you got to wash your hands a certain way, and oh, they have all of their laws, and Jesus said those were all man-made traditions, but Jesus put the law of God and inscribed it in the hearts of men, and you know what is wrong. And Dr. Ruckman, you know that killing a baby is a grave sin and an abomination to God. And if you say you don't, what is wrong with your heart? Christians out there who say, I don't see anything wrong with abortion. Of course you don't. You have the devil in your heart. Once the devil is out of your heart and God has cleansed you, then you'll see. You'll see clearly. You won't be double-minded. But I want you to tell you another reason why abortion will never be outlawed in America. It's because it's a religious sacrament. Of course. Human sacrifice has always been a religious sacrament of pagans, mystery religions, and Satan worshipers, of which there are millions of witchcraft advocates and Satanists who are into abortion. The lesbian community, many of them are witches, and they love the killing of little babies. Oh, they're going to say, we don't. But they do support it. And I want to talk about those politicians that say, well, now I'm against abortion, but I'm for a woman's right to choose. That's like saying, well, I'm against the Mansons and the Ted Bundys of this world, but I'm for their right to murder. Oh, yeah? By the way, that's another thing that Dr. Ruckman said. He says most pastors that say they're pro-life really don't mean it. If they did, says Dr. Ruckman, now see, this is the way Satan mocks you and taunts you. If they really did mean that they were against abortion and the taking of a baby in the womb, then they would call it murder and prosecute people for it. But what Dr. Ruckman said in his letter was, ha, 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 they don't want to do that. They say that the woman is a victim. The young woman who has the abortion is a victim. She's not to blame. And they're not even for the death penalty for abortionists. So they don't really mean what they say. I don't know of one Christian pastor or leader that really believes in the death penalty for abortionists. Really, Dr. Ruckman? Well, you just ran into one right now. His name is Tex Mars. You spell that T-E-X-E-M-A-R-R-S. And you can call me, Dr. Ruckman, at 1-800-234-9673. I'll pay for the phone call. And I'll tell you to your face, I believe it's murder, and I believe, listen to this, folks, I believe that in every schoolhouse in America, from kindergarten and up, there needs to be a sign right beside the Ten Commandments, by the way, that says, thou shalt not kill. So, Ruckman, right there, you're made into a liar when you say it's not in the Bible. But in any case, I believe there ought to be another sign right after Congress passes the law that I'm calling for, and it should say, abortion is the murder of an innocent child and is punishable by the death penalty, according to U.S. Code statute such and such. There ought to be a, put it in a nice glass case in every school hallway in America, because here's why. I don't want a 17 or an 18 or a 16-year-old or a 19-year-old girl saying, I didn't know. Why are you taking me away for my lethal injection? Why are you taking me to the gas house? Why are you taking me to the firing squad? I didn't know what the law was. I want to be able to say, since you were a 5-year-old, it's been splattered, plastered all over every schoolhouse wall in America. And then, by the way, I'd like for the government to spend, if they're going to spend our taxpayer dollars for junk, how about doing this? Public service ads. It's against the law. It's a death penalty to kill babies through abortion. Let everybody know. Give them 30 days education period and then stick it to them. You say, oh, surely you're not calling for the death penalty. Yes. Now, those in the past, maybe they were ignorant. Maybe they didn't even know the medical truth that we now know, because we have ultrasound and other ways to see the baby is alive in the womb. Maybe there's a reason for the 40 million abortions we've had over the last half a century or so. Okay, forgive them as bad as they were. Let God be their judge on that. But from henceforth, it's murder and we got to do something about it. Now back to the sacrament of abortion. You say, I don't believe your text. I don't believe they believe it's a religious act. Oh yeah? Well, read the book by Jeanette Paris called, yes, the title of it, The Sacrament of Abortion. It's sold in New Age occult and witchcraft bookstores across America. You can get it on Amazon.com. It's been around since 1992. I got a copy of it. I wanted to see what Miss Paris had to say. She says, abortion is a sacred act and we of the witchcraft sect should go ahead and admit it. You know it and I know it, she said. Let's just go ahead and admit it. She said it's a sacrifice to Artemis, the goddess, known to the Romans and to the Greeks also by the name of Diana. You know Diana, the goddess who the Apostle Paul said all the world worshipeth in the book of Acts. She went by 1,000 names. One was Artemis, another was Diana, Aphrodite, the goddess of love, Venus, and so on. The female deity calls for blood sacrifice. Oh, yeah. Paul preached about her. When Paul preached about Diana, a riot broke out and a vast crowd shouted for 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." They were so angry they wanted to kill the Apostle Paul. They'll want to kill you and me too when we expose their sacrifice for the devil. By the way, let me go more into this abortion thing. This could take up a whole program. Here's a news item I have for you. Boy, they're starting to put this out. May 7th, 2007. Children are bad for the planet. Having large families, says this news item, should be frowned upon as an environmental misdemeanor in the same way as frequent long-haul flights, driving a big car, and failing to reuse plastic bags. They said there's a paper put out by the Optimum Population Trust. You see, we've got to cut out carbon dioxide output in the planet. Children are bad for the planet. Save the environment. Abortion will never be outlawed. Now, here's some good news for you, though. Bush says, well, when people's hearts are right, we can stop it. But until then, I'm not for a law or constitutional amendment. Huh? Murder is okay because people's hearts call for it. I can't really do anything about it. I'm not for a law or constitutional amendment right now. Let's wait for people's hearts to change. Yeah, that's right. And let's not prosecute bank robbers because their hearts are just bad. When their hearts change, we won't have any more bank robbers, George. What an idiot. You know it. I know it. He's an evil man. He's pro-abortion. George Bush was would love to kill people. He never pardoned, commuted any sentence of any murder in Texas except one. You know, the only guy he commuted the sentence to was Henry Lee Lucas, who by his own admission killed over 300 people, serial murderer. Bush said, well, now let's just let this man live. He commuted the sentence of a serial murderer, but all the other murders, he said, let's take him away, lethal injection. By the way, they say that we need a constitutional amendment. Baloney, we don't need a constitutional amendment. All we need is a little simple law. 51 senators. It can be done, yeah, like tonight. If the American people had the will, if the president wanted it, it can be done overnight. How? Well, don't you understand? Don't you understand that the Constitution of the United States, Article 3, says that the Supreme Court only has appellate jurisdiction as given it by Congress? Did you get that, friends? Prayer in schools? Can the Supreme Court limit it? No. Can they stop the posting of the Ten Commandments in schools? No. Don't you get it? Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, I'm reading from Georgetown University Law School's own webpage. Article 3 of the Constitution says the Supreme Court, its jurisdiction shall be limited as Congress shall prescribe. They can limit. They can say, Congress, you, or Supreme Court, you may not rule in these cases. In fact, all federal courts, cases having to do with abortion, you may not even touch them. And you know what? They can't. You say, I've never heard of such a thing. That's right, because Congress and the president don't want you to know. You don't need a constitutional amendment. You need just a little bitty federal law, because Congress has the total, that's the checks and balances system. That's what the original designers of our Constitution, our founding fathers, gave us. How can you check the court? People say, well, we can't. They're the dictators. Those men in those black robes can do anything. Congress has the right to say, you can't even meet. You can't even meet and decide on these cases. You say, well, Tex, have they ever done that? Yes. Yes, they. I'm looking at Georgetown University Law School. The case of Ex parte McCardle versus the U.S., 1868. The Supreme Court ruled with this issue of congressional jurisdiction. See, I get carried away here. I'm so angry. Jurisdiction stripping. The court upheld a congressional act limiting its jurisdiction over cases. Wow. Then next, in 1810, another case, De Rousseau versus United States. In that case, quote, the court explicitly affirmed the power of Congress to take away its appellate jurisdiction. The court says you can't pray at football and other athletic events of high schools and such. Yeah, well, the Supreme Court said that, but now the court can't do it if Congress passes a law and says from now on, the court will not rule on cases having to do with prayer. Because people have the right, freedom of religion, to pray wherever they want. Court, get out of town. They got to. That's the Constitution of the United States. The Supreme Court has been given the right to do this only because Congress hasn't taken it away. You didn't know that, did you? Read your Constitution, Article 3. Has everything to do with it. By the way, that's one of the reasons why I personally am for Congressman Ron Paul, because he has introduced H.R. 300, a bill to, quote, limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts. And you know what his bill says? His bill says this bill is designed to enforce Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, which vests the judicial power of the United States in one Supreme Court, but also says that Congress has the power to establish and limit the jurisdiction. Thank you, Congressman Ron Paul. Will his bill be voted in? Well, of course not. Congress doesn't want it. The president doesn't want it. They're liars. They don't want this at all. Now let's go on to the next item of the 10 truths that must be told. America will continue to fight monsters and boogeymen abroad in bloody wars that are never meant to be won. Why do you think we had World War I, World War II? Why did we go into Haiti and Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic? Why did we go in Grenada? Why did we send our troops Persian Gulf War I, Persian Gulf War II, Vietnam, Korea? Because they want chaos in the world, and we're the boogeyman. We're the policeman for the whole world, and we've got to fight these monsters abroad before they come here to get us. I fight termites and other pests outside my foundation so they won't get in. That has nothing to do with fighting wars and sending American young men and women to die in worthless exercises of nothingness. Friends, why do you think the recruiters are now paying bonuses to soldiers to go find them some people, some bodies, some warm bodies? They've lowered over and over the standards of enlistment in our armed services. Now, by their own admission, the Army and military recruiters are going into the black ghettos trying to get the poorest people. Now they say we're going to be going to the NASCAR races, you know, where the people that they think are the white trailer trash. Now they're not as educated. We can convince them to go in. They're too dumb to know any better. We can't go to the college campuses and recruit anybody. We'll go to the NASCAR race places. We'll go and get the white boys that are too dumb. That's what they're thinking. I'm not saying it's true. There's a lot of those white kids that are pretty shrewd. A lot of the black kids in the ghettos, no dummies either. But they think that's where they'll get the great uneducated, unread people. And if they can't get enough, you know what they're taking in now? Illegal immigrants. They don't ask any questions. Hey, Jose. Hey, Manuel. You want to come into American state? Just go join the army. They're not going to ask you any questions about when you ducked and darted in over the border and swam across the river. They just want a warm body to throw into the war to die. Yours is good enough. By the way, Dr. Richard Haass in Foreign Affairs magazine back in November, December 2006, he's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Jewish Synagogue of Satan group that runs the United States behind the scenes. He wrote an article called The New Middle East. He says we can expect more and more turmoil, more chaos. Of course, we're the ones causing it. Next, Iran. Of course. Hey, here's the next item for you, and we've got to move real fast. Why will the war on drugs never be over, never be won? Because the U.S. government is the biggest drug dealer in the world. I wish I had time on this one. Go to the internet. Go to google.com. A little search thing comes up, and just type in government is drug dealer. Boy, you'll get some stuff there. Incredible. We have offered a book by Rodney Stitch called America Defrauded. Told you all about it. The Central Intelligence Agency, the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency. Well, for example, take DEA agent Mr. Castillo. He wrote a book called Powder Burns. We're the ones that sell the drugs. They bring them in. Now listen, if you start selling drugs on your own, they can send you to prison because they don't want any competition. By the way, that's why they don't want any laws. Some people say, shouldn't we legalize drugs since people are going to smoke pot and take drugs anyway? And then we can legalize it and tax them, reduce our taxes. Well, of course, they wouldn't release the taxes anyway. But guess what? They don't want the legalized drugs because they make so much more keeping it illegal. Remember, supply and demand? They're the only suppliers. They can control the market and only bring drugs to the market so they can keep the price of crack, cocaine, heroin, and such up. Item number 8, America will elect a Zionist Jew disloyal to America as its president. Hey, we've already had George Bush. He's Jewish, believe it or not. And Hillary Clinton, she's coming up, Jewish. Number 9, the Illuminati intend for the USA and Russia to be merged soon after the North American Union is completed. You got it. We already know about that. I've covered that. But it's true. We're going into the New World Order. These regional mergers are on the way. Number 10, Israel will use nuclear bombs to start World War III. That's an outrageous thing. Why would they do it? Well, think about it. They're the only ones that have the nuclear bombs. Iran doesn't have them. 300 nuclear bombs and the missiles to deploy them. Israel has it. And the Kabbalist rabbis teach that, after all, life is just crystallized energy. They believe they'll be spared because they're God men on earth. You can read about it in the Zohar and their other Kabbalistic books. Amazing. Just study what happened at Masada. They all committed suicide when the Romans put them to siege. I'm telling you, friends, these people are insane madmen. They're afflicted with an unholy madness. They're going to bring the world into World War III, and then they believe on its ashes up will come the Phoenix Bird, the Zionist world empire rising into the skies, overcoming even God and his son, Jesus Christ. Well, this is Tex Mars. Those have been the 10 truths that must be told. I'm sorry if I've been angry, but didn't you get a little bit hot under the collar too, hearing these things? Well, until next week, my prayer is that you'll tune in and discover the power of prophecy.